We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. I don't care if you think I'm Satan reincarnated.
The latest on an alleged plan to assassinate Donald Trump. This man grabbed by police at a packed rally in Las Vegas, and ABC's Pierre Thomas has new details in Washington.
Weighing up the mood of conservative America in a gun show in West Virginia. Among the rifle racks and ammunition, there's anger and dark talk of looming conflict.
After Senator Rand Paul was allegedly assaulted at his home.
We are witnessing a radicalization of libertarians all across the country.
Dear viewers, we have just received word that Libertarian Death Squad are taking over.
He
also worries that civil war could be on the way back.
Her son, 19-year-old Horace Lorenzo Anderson, was shot and killed inside the then cop-free zone that persisted for weeks on Capitol Hill.
Of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not.
It's taken just 4 weeks for that statement to be proved so spectacularly and alarmingly wrong. Reality, thousands of miles away, is now on him.
China is urging its citizens not to travel abroad as it struggles to contain the virus.
We will be standing up Christmas Island as a quarantine.
Go, Brandon, I agree.
Hey, by the way, are you banned from entering the country?
Christmas ornaments, drywall,
declared that the coronavirus
name three things and don't hang themselves. That's what the American people think.
Seems like only just a couple days ago, when really it's probably been, what, about a month and a half now, Wisconsin was working to decertify its 2020 election results. Then we had a story with New Mexico, which we will do a little touch back up on, and now we have this. You know, escalating tensions are one thing, and I will admit there's a lot wrong with the 2020 elections, and I do, like, me and Dinesh D'Souza are on the same page essentially here, right? You know, I fully believe the narrative that YouTube bans people for believing and supporting, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, we have elections coming up that we need to start focusing on. Such a sudden concern about the 2020 elections is kind of alarming. Because we have elections just around the corner. Both the midterms and the 2024 elections are going to be before we fucking know it. Pardon me.
Whew.
It's warm. Anyway, we have elections coming up, and we're still whining and fighting over the 2020 elections. Yes, there needs to be a federal investigation. Yes, there should be a full forensic audit of the entire country's election. I get it. I'm fully on board with that. But now there's so much sudden vocal support and state movement to investigate the 2020 elections. You kind of have to start to wonder. Is it all at, look over here, we're going to start looking at the 2020 elections, look away from the up-and-coming elections, or is there something genuine behind it? Either way, we need to move forward. Now, when I say move forward, I'm not saying don't investigate, don't have any follow-up, anything. No. We need to get to the bottom of what happened in 2020 and get a full, transparent answer. Agreed. I just think we put too much emphasis on trying to figure out what happened in 2020 when there's so much going on right now and so much more important stuff coming down the pipeline. But all that aside, let's get into this. From the Dallas News, which is a local news outlet, Texas Republican Party calls Biden's 2020 win illegitimate. State GOP delegates also push state lawmakers to hold a vote on potential succession. Now that is the crux I want to talk about. Now, a national divorce, a peaceful divorce, a peaceful separation, a succession, civil war, whatever you want to call it. We've been looking at this division for a very long time. A very divided country, which two very separate ideologies and two extremely different pictures of what the future of this country will look like. And we see it play out every day. And it's not just a economic difference. No, there's conflict between left and right in public entertainment, public schools, movies, music. Almost every single bit of our society and culture has been seeped in some kind of culture war or political atmosphere of some kind. There is no escaping it now. Every action on this earth is a political action of some kind. And when everything is so polluted with politics, it becomes incredibly hard for two entirely separate cultures with two entirely separate viewpoints to work together. And now we're seeing that in real time. Which is kind of funny because George Washington himself argued against the whole two-party thing, saying it would lead to tribal conflict and like partisan divorce and partisan division. We're seeing that all play out in real time right now. But, I mean, what do you do? Do you not consider the idea of a peaceful divorce? Or do you go right into conflict? We're already seeing some kind of like soft core kinetic conflict in the streets. I mean, yeah, you have your various groups, Antifa, Proud Boys, so on and so forth. Yeah, absolutely. You have these groups that are going out there and they're picking fights, and then you also have government agents infiltrating these groups and then going out there and picking fights. You have both civilian and government parties acting to only radicalize and increase the situation, driving us more and more to a cliff we can't come back from. And you have to ask, what's worse? Letting everything boil over until it turns into mass kinetic conflict in the streets as the country collapses down on itself? Or do we find some sort of peaceful divorce, some sort of peaceful, we take a break from each other and find some way to operate? I don't have answers for you, but I really don't think there's reunification coming on anytime soon. Now, I've kicked around the idea, because we're seeing people on the right are having kids. People on the left are not having kids. And regardless of how you feel about a certain warp speed byproduct that was almost forcefully mandated, or was forcefully mandated on the entire country until it was slapped down by the Supreme Court, which, by the way, Supreme Court ruling is being uploaded right now, and that's the Carson versus Mackin ruling. The audio for that is currently up right now. It's premiering. You just saw the little back page. Forgot I was recording, but oh well. Whew, it is getting hot out there. But yeah, you know, we're seeing people on the left not have kids. They're also, a lot of people on the left are refusing to have kids. We're seeing women get their tubes tied, men get their shit snipped. It's a whole... My point being is, if nothing comes of this kinetic conflict between Americans over political and ideological differences, the right might win just surely out of having kids and breeding, passing our ideologies along. If, you know, we pull together that long, I don't think there will be necessarily a mass divorce or a mass division of this country, but there is some unprecedented waters coming our way. But let's check the story out. The Texas Republican Convention, in a new party resolution that delegates approved this weekend at the state convention in Houston, said President Joe Biden was not only illegitimately elected in 2020, but he is merely the acting president. Acting is in quotations for people listening, not watching. Quote, "We reject the certified results of the 2020 presidential election, and we hold that acting President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. was not legitimately elected by the people of the United States," reads a resolution in the party's document detailing the new resolution's platformed points. Oh, and in case I didn't say it, this article is by Emily Caldwell. Moving on. The resolution, which was approved by delegates nearly 5,000. Wow. 5,000 delegates voted for this. The party said in a voice vote, claims of the 2020 election violated the Constitution. Multiple secretaries of state, quote, illegally circumvented their state's legislature by conducting their elections in multiple ways. It reads, quote, "The substantial election fraud is key in key metropolitan areas, warped the results in Biden's favor." Whew. In response, the party encourages all Republicans to, quote, "work to ensure the election integrity and show up to vote in November 2020. Bring your friends and family, volunteer your local Republicans, and overwhelm any possible fraud." White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby responded Tuesday, saying, quote, "The president is the democratically elected commander-in-chief, and the men and women in uniform understand that." Interesting. I find that response kind of fascinating. Think about it. He responded with this whole, so Texas says, hey, we think the election is illegitimate, and we don't believe Biden's properly elected, and we do not respect this administration, and we think they're falsely elected. His response, the military knows who's in charge. Oh, is that a threat? It almost sounded like a threat. I mean, it's kind of cute. I mean, I remember when Joe Biden said, if you think you can't defeat the government with, what do you say? Americans would need, if you're going to try and take down the U.S. government, you're going to need tanks and assault weapons. I'd like to tell you, man, a bunch of Vietnamese people in a jungle with busted out AK-47s would like to have a word with you and Saigon about that. But I don't know. That's an interesting elected commander-in-chief, and the men and women in uniform understand that. And Kirby added, quote, "with the exception of a small number of folks there in Texas, the American people recognize and understand that." Well, my response would be, sure. Yeah, people may accept that, but Joe Biden's polling and approval ratings are in the absolute gutter, so people absolutely regret their votes. And I mean, regardless of how you feel about that, Biden buyers regret seems to be at an all-time high and only mounting. Meanwhile, with the whole January 6th committee thing's going on, it's kind of funny to see Trump's approval rating just start flying, though Ron DeSantis' favorability amongst people to run for president in 2024 is officially surpassing Trump's encouragement to run for 2024. I'm finding that kind of funny. Let's see, we got a tweet here from Todd J. Gilman. After Texas GOP calls out POTUS, the acting president, White House national spokesman John Kirby says, quote, "the president is the democratically elected commander-in-chief, and the men and women in uniform understand that, even if, quote, a small number of folks in Texas don't, the Texas GOP's rejection of the election results that have checked and rechecked and certified as legitimate many times reflects former President Donald Trump's lasting influence on red states and Republican voters across the country." Quote, "the Texas Republican Party is raising record funds for election integrity, and we've made election integrity a top priority to ensure Texas never goes the way of Pennsylvania, Georgia, or Arizona." God damn. "The Republican Party of Texas Chairman Matt Rinaldi said in a prepared statement Monday, quote, "We refuse to let Democrats rig the elections in 2024 or in 2022 or 2024. Trump's underlying insistence that the 2020 election was stolen from him and his various attempts to discredit the results have been the subject of renewed focus since the special House panel investigating the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol went public for the first time with its findings. In addition, the resolution rejecting the election's certified results, convention delegates approved more than 270 platform planks, including two on the issue as old as the state itself, secession. Quote, pursuant to Article 1, Section 1, the Texas Constitution, the federal government, has impaired our rights of local self-government. The platform plank reads, quote, the Texas retains the right to secede from the United States, and the Texas legislature should, quote, hold a vote for Texans to decide. Man, that is just about fucking ominous, ain't it? And, I mean, it is fully within their constitutional right to want to secede if the people of that state choose that they want to. Though, I would like to remind Texas, as much as I support you and, fucking gnarly intentions, brah, remember what happened when the winter came through and all that snow fucked up your entire power supply and then all your elected officials like Ted Cruz tried to fuck off to the Bahamas and leave you guys in a dark, cold winter, the one that Biden promised you? I don't know if secession is such a hot idea. Though it is a good way, it does look good in the historic books and whatnot, you know. Years down the road, people studying history can see the little footnote that talks about Texas threatening to secede. But hey, do what you do. I don't live in Texas. But since the whole election is fraudulent, ingredient is in the air, let's pop over right next door to Texas in New Mexico and see what's going on over there, huh? Republican officials in New Mexico County refuse to certify election results, and state officials want a criminal probe. Jesus. Things are only escalating. I am so sick of this fuck's face. He's starting to look worse for wear, finally, isn't he? Article by Joe Walsh from the Forbes staff, and this is over at Forbes. Top line, Republican officials in rural New Mexico County refuse to certify their primary election results this week due to vague concerns about ballot boxes and voting machines, echoing former President Donald Trump's conspiracy theories about the election and setting up a showdown with the state authorities. Yeah, this blurry picture here is Cooey Griffin. I have over here on my channel, I have the Cooey Griffin day one and day two of his January 6th trial. If you want to go watch that, I'll leave a link in the little tab thing up there in the corner so you can go watch it. Get a little bit of an interview with him on his way out. And this is back when I was traveling with the People's Convoy. Popped over to D.C. to go film some January 6th trials. So that was a fun little day in D.C. New Mexico held its primaries last week for gubernatorial election and some local races, but commissioner in Otero County, home to about 68,000 people, voted 3-0 against certifying the results Monday, 4 days after the county commission also voted to demand a hand recount, restrict ballot drop boxes, and stop using voting machines made by Dominion Voting Systems. In an interview with Forbes, Commissioner Cooey Griffin didn't offer any specific evidence of voter fraud during last week's primary, but members of the county commission have cited miscellaneous concerns, about Dominion voting machines. Quote, "In my heart, I don't know if it's right," Commissioner Vicky Marquette said in a Monday meeting. There is no proof of widespread voting machine based fraud, but beyond that, Secretary of State Maggie Tolis Oliver's office now says the county is breaking state election law by refusing to certify results, demanding a recount that it has no power to order, and threatening to clash with state voting machines and voting drop box rules. I don't know, man. These are people who have been appointed to watch out over the election, and they're saying, we do not believe this. They even held a vote, and they all voted unanimously, did not accept it. So my question to you, Miss Maggie Tolis Oliver, what the fuck are you going to do about it? What exactly are you going to do? I mean, I'm curious. I'm not going to sit here and say that you can't respond to this any way you do. I just want to know, what exactly are you going to do? These are locally elected people saying that they will not respect the federal government or the federal law. You try to stand up to Ron DeSantis, and all you did was make him more strong. Like you only strengthened Ron DeSantis. I don't understand what you think you're going to do here. But by all means, fire off, sweetheart. Has no power and threatening to clash with stain voting machine drop boxes. Whiny ass. Oliver spokesperson Alex Curtis told Forbes, Otorio County Commissioner is going rogue. Ooh. The county clerk says she doesn't have legal authority to do a recount. In a letter Thursday, Oliver asked the Attorney General's office to open a prompt investigation into Otorio County, arguing the commissioner's votes may, quote, implicate civil and criminal violations of law. Attorney General Hector Balderas said in a statement, quote, the commission must comply with the rules of law, and, or we will take legal action. And if they don't respect your legal action, what are you going to do about it? In March, Griffin, who founded a group called Cowboys for Trump, was convicted of trespassing. He was given a misdemeanor, by the way, misdemeanor, on January 6th, for trespassing on Capitol 6, January grounds. During the January 6th riot, he faces sentencing hearing on Friday. Quote, I'm not threatening them and I'm not intimidated by them, Griffin told Forbes, responding to the possibility of a probe by Attorney General. Quote, I'm not going to be a rubber stamp. I want my questions answered. Again, yeah, if he's already going to jail, like if he's convinced that he's going to be going to jail, what the fuck does he have to lose standing up to the government one last time? If anything, this is kind of making me endeared to this guy. I like the whole yeehaw cowboy thing, you know. I got a couple cowboy hats of my own. I kind of fuck with this, not gonna lie. In a New Mexico Supreme Court on Wednesday, ordered commissioners to certify the election by Friday, which is a legal deadline for all counties statewide. A ruling that came after Oliver and Otorio County Commissioner. The commission has a meeting set for Friday, but it's unclear whether they will abide by the court's ruling. Griffin told Forbes he is not changing his vote and claimed the other two commissioners are, quote, on the same ground, but Griffin won't be present for Friday's meeting because he's in D.C. for the sentencing hearing in his January 6th case. The other two commissioners did not respond to requests for comment. Key background. The scuffle in Otorio County might be the first time in recent years that local officials have outright refused to certify an election. But Curtis says there's a, quote, straight line, end quote, between Trump's false 2020 election claims and the current conflict. After he lost the 2020 elections, Trump and his allies often claim voting machines were rigged to steal votes. A totally unsubstantiated theory that has seemingly been entertained by Otorio County county officials, with Griffin saying he wants to look at the machines, but isn't positive they're fraudulent. Otorio County is also one of several locales, including Arizona, where GOP officials have parlayed their suspicions about voter fraud into questionable audits about the 2020 elections. Earlier this year, the county commissioner requested an audit overseen partly by David and Aaron Clements, who have traveled traveled the county offering to review elections. The audit was only partially completed, but in a statement which the county, a company hired to probe the results, said it found no election fraud. The, oh god, what is that? Alam Ogordo Daily News reported Griffin claims the company didn't find fraud because it didn't finish its work. The job wasn't completed, you can't say you didn't find anything. Griffin claims, claimed to Forbes, the county commission dug up discrepancies in a voter canvas tied to the Clements work, but in March, the U.S. House Oversight Committee said its investigation concerns the door-to-door canvas of Otorio County could intimidate voters. Quote, "We're in uncharted territory here," Curtis told Forbes. Quote, "This is the first real subverse act that is based on the election lies of 2020. Damn. So, things are really heating up. I mean, midterms are right around the corner, which means I'm probably going to be on the ground filming and documenting more shit. I got to go through a couple of my old blank phones I had with me on the convoy, but I'm pretty much done with all the convoy footage. I might go through, pick out some, like, clips and highlight real shit, but I'm pretty much done with all that uploading. Ah, man. Well, now that we're at the tail end of this video, I don't know. I'm not really surprised to see any of this. I've been traveling for the last 2 years since the elections, interviewing people, which I'm going to move some of my interview footage over from Rumble to YouTube, see if I can get away with that before I get in trouble. I got a bunch of videos that I can't upload, or they won't let me upload. They say there's copyright issues, but all the audio is royalty free. I've double checked it, so I'm trying to figure out what to do with that. I don't know. I'm waiting to wrap up a couple more communications, and then I might do one last little talk about the convoy and where everything is now that the dust has settled on it and it's officially over. Like, it is done, to my understanding. I got some stories from people who followed it to California and back. So I'm going to probably do a little upload about that. I got some more Supreme Court uploads coming up today. I'm going to get on recording those right about now. So I'm going to wrap up this episode of Inside Four Walls. I've been your host, James Madison, and I shall catch you guys later. Deuce.